Good Thursday morning, church, and thank you for inviting me back into your living room. And today we are going to look at the third letter from John the Beloved. And again, this is one of John's little tiny letters. They don't have a bunch of chapters to them, just, you know, one chapter and verses. So this is third John, and then beginning with verse 1. No chapter 1 or anything like that. Very short little passage of Scripture. So let's go ahead and get into the Word of God for this beautiful Thursday morning. All right, 3 John is the third letter of John that was written by the elder to a church leader named Gaius. And the writer praises Gaius because of his help to other Christians and warns against a man named Diotrephes. Christians are encouraged to support those who travel around sharing the good news. And so let's go ahead and look at this third epistle of St. John, beginning at verse 1, from the elder, to my dear Gaius, whom I truly love. My dear friend, I pray that everything may go well with you and that you may be in good health, as I know you are well in spirit. I was so happy when some Christians arrived and they told me how faithful you are to the truth, just as you always live in the truth. Nothing makes me happier than to hear that my children live in the truth. My dear friend, you are so faithful in the work that you are doing for other Christians, even when they are strangers. They have spoken to the church here about your love. Please help them to continue their trip in a way that will please God. For they set out on their trip in the service of Christ without accepting any help from unbelievers. We Christians, then, must help these people so that we may share in their work for the truth. I wrote a short letter to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to be their leader, will not pay any attention to what I say. When I come, then I will bring up everything that he has done, the terrible things he says about us and the lies he tells. But that is not enough for him. He will not receive the Christians when they come, and even stops those who want to receive them and tries to drive them out of the church. My dear friend, do not imitate what is bad, but imitate what is good. Whoever does good belongs to God. Whoever does what is bad has not seen God. Everyone speaks well of Demetrius. Truth itself speaks well of him, and we add our testimony, and you know that what we say is true. So I have much to tell you, but I do not want to do it with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and then we will talk personally. Peace be with you. All your friends send greetings. Greet all our friends personally. And that is the end of John's third letter to the church. And the key verse, 3 John 11, whoever does good belongs to God. Whoever does what is bad has not seen God. Based on this brief letter, let me ask you, in a way of reflection, how would you describe Gaius's church? And then in contrast of Gaius, then you have Diotrephes that is causing problems in the church. What qualities do you believe a Christian leader should possess? Let us pray. Gracious God, bless all who lead your churches. Give them wisdom, confidence, and humility that they may lead your people according to your will. Amen.